We also still have with us Willie Notcutt, who's a pain specialist from the James Paget Hospital in Norfolk, and also Dr. Wei Liu, who is a researcher looking at the impact on cancer cells of cannabis. So they're still with us. So I thought we could bring everyone back together again and just ask for their opinions on some of this. Willie, on the basis of what Susie's saying, what's your take on the appropriate testing and exploration of these other chemicals to see what else we might be able to achieve with cannabis and minimise some of these side effects?
Well, I think in a way we have done. This has been done already. I mean, the work that's been done over the last 15 years on the cannabis extract called Sativex has shown virtually no psychoactive effect at all, and certainly no more than one would expect with an equivalent group of drugs which we use, for example, for pain management or managing spasticity. The compound we've been using is a blend of THC and CBD, which has been known for since the early 80s. CBD has been known to block some psychoactive effects of THC. It's been a very well-received drug. We found that when used properly as a medicine, we need very low doses of it in controlling spasticity or in controlling pain. And patients, yes, they may get some side effects of dizziness, drowsiness, but nothing equivalent to the sort of effects that your last correspondent was talking about.
Thank you. And Wei Liu, what about the point that some people are asking us, what about the fact that some forms of cannabis, when you smoke them, for example, can be very carcinogenic?
Yeah, it's some people always argue that the carcinogenic properties could be due to the mixture with tobacco. Whether or not cannabinoids or cannabis themselves are cancerous, really the jury's still out. But it's really, I suppose, this whole idea that the tobacco you mix it, which is mixed with it, can actually be the one that's causing the cancer.
I was going to ask, in terms of things like the one clinical trial that's been done and what people are working towards for using cannabinoids for treating cancer, how would they be administered? Presumably you wouldn't go to your doctor and they hand you over a massive bifter.
Hopefully not. No, when it comes to clinical trials, I think the ones that have been tested predominantly were ones that were used as a spray. And one of the Sativex people have talked in the past, and that's, I think, the major one, or one of the ones that people have been investigating.
And we hear also of people, for example, on the internet using cannabis oil again, and I believe sort of ingesting it, eating it.
Yeah.
Is that a good way of delivering cannabinoids into the cancers, into the places where they're needed?
The problem with ingesting cannabis or in any form is the whole idea that these cannabinoids have different types of chemicals that can actually antagonise one another. And depending on how you get it into your system, you can actually cause more harm than good. And that's the reason why people try to purify in the first instance to see if the concept is correct, that is, they are anti-cancerous.
And I did see something about the risk of increased pesticides and things like that in these oils because they're concentrating them right down. Is that also a risk?
That's also, depending on the source of these marijuana plants, you can actually get other things interfering with the whole procedure of extraction, and that can cause more problems than you need.
Susie, there's an interesting tweet here which is coming from Jimmy Cullen, who says, are cannabinoids getting more research attention because they're a very promising option now, or just because cannabis is a hot topic?
I think that's a good question, but in terms of schizophrenia is such a debilitating disorder, and of all the risk factors that are known about it, most are really, really hard to modify. So if cannabis is a modifiable risk factor for psychosis or schizophrenia, then it presents quite a unique opportunity. So that's why I think there's lots of research in it, rather than it being a sort of hot topic. But there have been longitudinal studies being run looking at cannabis since the early 1990s. So perhaps it's getting more media attention now because it's a hot topic. But I think the research has been going on for a long time.
One tweet we did have to at Naked Scientist, someone saying, is it just frustrating that these chemicals that are so useful and so powerful are also bound up in a, to all intents and purposes, recreational drug? And this is a major frustration in terms of stopping research effort.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. This whole idea that it's cannabis, that the so-called evil, which is this psychoactive substance that can possibly be helpful in cancer. And things I normally say to people is, if we were to call it something else, let's call it the BBC drug for the sake of argument, would there be more interest in it? And if so, where's the problem?
So you're really arguing that we should be talking about the cannabinoids, the chemicals themselves, as in we would talk about, you know, aspirin rather than white willow.
Absolutely. And it's because it's all mixed together, cannabis, cannabinoids. And it's important to stress that these are cannabinoids. These are agents that have been derived from the cannabis plant, which have these anti-cancer properties, and that's something that we should really be exploring.
And people are trying to make synthetic cannabinoids, yeah. So these kind of chemicals that look like THC or CBD, and trying to make those in the lab.
Yeah, absolutely. And these synthetic ones have been trialled in some cases, and in lab-based studies, they've also been shown to be effective in certain situations. And people argue they're not as effective as the other drugs.
The natural
stuff. It's probably because they contain other impurities which are supporting the activities of these THC CBDs, but again, people do not know what's going on. Suffice to say that these cannabinoids, these chemicals do have an effect.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Dr. Wei Liu from St. George's Hospital Medical College in London. Thank you to all our guests, in fact, this week, Susie Gage, Willie Notcutt, and also you heard Monique Simmons earlier in the programme.